Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
Today, we'll be starting The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Moretzky. But before we begin, I want to ask you guys, how familiar are you with The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Have you read the books? Have you watched the movie? Are you carrying a towel? Have you been to the restaurant at the end of the universe? What's your guys' familiarity with Hitchhiker's Guide?
I'll start. I have the least amount to say. It's been a long time since I read the book. Man, years and decade and a half at least. Maybe close to two decades ago. So a lot to hopefully have jogged as we're going through here, but we'll see as it goes.
Yeah, I've read the first two books. I read them rather recently. It was recommended to me by someone I was dating, and the relationship didn't work out, but like I read the books and I kind of like them. I thought they're really, really funny. You're kind of guffawing all the time. It has a very Monty Python feel to it. And I think Douglas Adams actually worked with the Pythons at some point. I think so, though. Don't quote me on that. And it does have that kind of feel or that kind of humor. It's very, very enjoyable read. I am interested to see how this becomes a game. I'm suspicious about how this becomes a game. But I am familiar with the book and have read it within the last year.
I read it growing up. I don't remember which one I last read. I think I read like three of them from like some giant collection in my library. I remember them being really funny.
Yeah, like you guys, I've definitely read the first two books. I may have started the third. I had a compilation in the form of like a Bible. It had like golden edged papers. You guys?
Yes! Yeah. Oh my God. That's pretty cool. Exactly.
But I think it was really influential in my career as an engineer. So one of the entries in the guide is, flying is simply the art of falling and not hitting the ground. And it really made me think about how things work compared to how I expect things to work. You know, it just changes your view. Some of the other things I really liked in there, one was the SEP machine. It was an invisibility cloak, somebody else's problem machine. People can't see it if it's somebody else's problem. And the Bistro Mathematics, which is used for teleportation math. It's based on friends eating at a restaurant and trying to pay the bill and how the math doesn't work out. It's the same with teleportation. The math never works out, so you can just use the same math. There was the machine or the room where you experience how significant you are compared to the galaxy, which most people can't handle, but one of the heroes in this book is like, oh, yeah, no, that's about right.
No, they rig it.
Oh, I thought he was actually just that
egotistical. Yeah.
Well, there we go. That's how familiar...
It was
he just believed it.
Yeah, the guy with the two heads.
He was the president.
Zaphod.
Zaphod Beeblebox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm hoping a lot of that humor is in this game, but I'm also nervous. Are the puzzles logic going to be humor? You know, like are they gonna trick us? Like that, I'm a little nervous about how the game's going to play. Knowing who wrote it. I've also seen the movie. The movie's worth watching. It's got a musical number with the dolphins. So long, so long, so long, and thanks for all the fish. Like, that was a pretty good...
Yes.
But, audience, get hype. We're starting this next week. Stay tuned for a quick sample, and don't panic. You wake up. The room is spinning very gently around your head, or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't. It's pitch black. Should I be doing a British accent?
Please.
Go for it.
See how long you can maintain it.
You wake up. The room is spinning around very gently around your head. Or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't. It's pitch black. No, I'm not.
Drive yourself crazy.
You wake up. The room is spinning very gently around your head.
You wake up and the room is spinning very gently around your head. Or at least it would be, if you could see it.
You wake up, the room is spinning very gently around your head.
Whoa, David Tennant's here?
You wake up and the room is spinning very gently around your head and you have no reply.
You wake up, the room is spinning very gently around your head.
It's already a great... Hey, I didn't know we were Americans.
Or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't.
Oh my god.
All right, so what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Turn on light. Is there a light?
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.